Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
And of course, I regret to inform you that that is an incorrect time. Yes, most assuredly. The actual time right now is 1930 UTC, and that's the time we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. I am fine. How are you, Hello Kitty? This is a circular conversation that's going nowhere. Regardless, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm always really excited about that fact because it allows me to drink the yummy, yummy tea. Oh, yeah. And what are we pouring into the teacup today? Well, today I decided to go back to the Dahong Pao, the brand new Dahong Pao, the yummy, delicious Dahong Pao. Oh, it's good. It's good. It is good. It is hot. It is hot. It is hot. It is Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday. I think. I'm looking at a calendar. Yeah, that's apparently what day this is. Oh, new moon tomorrow. All right. Oh, yummy. Good tea. And then, of course, right after the new moon, we have the time advance this weekend, Sunday, for North America. What I'm trying to say is that daylight saving time begins in 2 days. And that affects things. Well, it begins in 2 days in America, in the United States. Check your local country time zone rules and stuff like that and be prepared for the time change, because Dubious Goals Committee always airs at 1930 UTC. UTC does not observe any seasonal changes. Therefore, Dubious Goals Committee will appear to air 1 hour later in your local market. So if you're, for example, listening at 1:30 in the afternoon, it's going to be 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. So pay attention. The time change is coming. That affects your listening habits. But not mine. But not my transmission habits, because it's always 1930. Tobe, why do you do this? I don't do it. I don't do it. 1930 UTC is 1930 UTC, no matter where you go or when you go. Hello? 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 It's Hello Kitty time. It is not actually Hello Kitty time. I'm not even sure exactly when Hello Kitty time is, because even if it is Hello Kitty time, Hello Kitty can't really tell time very well. That's why the clock is always wrong at the beginning of the show. And what are we doing? Okay, I'll tell you what we're doing. It's time for an environmental check. Yes, it's time to check our local environment. So let's go out and check it. All right, as I open my office door and look out. Oh, it's lovely. This is not the part of the environment that I wanted to check, though. Should I be getting my glasses? Yeah, let's get my glasses. And I think we are going to get my glasses of, yes, the sun variety. Because it appears to be sunny as I look out my windows. I'll look out this window so I can read the thermometer. Oh, it is 59 degrees Celsius. That's pretty warm. That's about 15 degrees. Wait, I mean Fahrenheit. It's 59 degrees Fahrenheit. It is about 15 degrees Celsius for all my Eurorack enthusiast listeners out there. I will also require some shoes. I think I will wear these shoes that are conveniently placed right here in front of the door. And then we can open the door. We can close the door behind me because the cat's sleeping on the futon. Hi, I see you. Oh, the cat's waking up going, what? Is there something going on? What? Am I missing dubious goals committee? Yeah, now we can't go back in the house because as soon as we go back in the house, the cat will be all, oh, let's do kitty business. It's time for kitty business. Oh my goodness, it is a lovely day. Oh wait, put on the sunglasses, Tub. You had to go get them. All right, I got my sunglasses on. I probably look pretty cool. I'm looking up and down my street. There are no construction workers. There's no construction equipment. I actually slept overnight. It's a freaking miracle. There are still barricades up and down each side of the street. No parking, construction zone. There are construction cones all the way up and down the middle of the street for 150 meters. And there's construction cones on some places on the side of the street. All of the aprons have been poured. The people who live in Julie's old house, their apron is now poured, but it's still surrounded by cones and they probably can't get out of their house. Dun dun dun. There is a bird in the tree. Hi, bird. I hear a bird over there somewhere, but I do not see him. I have just noticed something. There is no snow in my front yard. There's no snow. Oh, there might be some snow up here on the on the north side. Let's check. As I walk over the ground, it is kind of soft. And, well, let's see, on the north side of the house, yes, there was one tiny bit of snow left right on our, well, it's not in my yard, it's in Shannon's yard. But it is not very much snow. If you were to make it into a snowball, it would be the size of a golf ball. It would be a golf snowball. How do you clean a golf snowball anyway? So, okay, there's no snow in my front yard. Spring might be happening. No, don't get your hopes up, because what's going to happen is it's going to get nice and warm, then in a couple of days it'll be freezing again. And then it'll be warm again, then it'll be freezing again, and then everything will be weird. And then we'll have actual spring. So I'm walking around into my backyard. Oh, we still got some snow back here. Oh, we got birds. We got birds. We have, oh, this right here is less than 1 square meter of snow. And we've got a patch over here that is also approximately 1 square meter of snow. So there is less than 2 square meters of snow left in my yard. And it will be melted by to the end of the day, I'm sure. Although this is in shade now, maybe it won't. Okay. Oh, I see a bird in there. Hi, birdie. What kind of... Now I gotta take my glasses off, because now they're in the dark. Oh, that is not a birdie. That is a squirrely. Hi, squirrely. Okay, well, we found squirrely. And there's some birds, too. Okay. It's nice day. I'm walking around out here in a short-sleeved t-shirt. A hilarious, very hilarious, what the hell's that? Nothing. This is funny just because how's it so warm when it was, you know, negative 25 degrees Fahrenheit just like last week. Right? Welcome to Nebraska. It's a fun thing. I enjoy it. Okay, so there's not a whole hell of a lot going on out here today. Better check the mail. Let's see what we got going on over here, if anything. Dun dun dun. Nope. No mail for our little tubster. Okay, well, that's fine. I guess that just means we'll go back inside the house. Oh, wait, or should we? Because the cat's going to want to do kitty business. Here we go. Going in the side. Oh, who's this sitting over here? Hello. What's your name? What's your kitty face name? Yes, hello. Hi. Oh, yeah, you better run over here. Oh, yeah, better rub your face on my ankles. Hi. Oh, good morning. Oh, you sure slept in late today. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Oh, you're so fluffy. Look how fluffy you are first thing in the morning. All right. I guess this means I better sit down and do some kitty business. Okay, let me get on the sit down on the floor here. Okay, come here. Come here. Fluffiness. Get your fluffiness over here. Get your fluffy butt over. Yeah, okay. Now get in the kitty pit. Get in the kitty business pit. We got to do some kitty business. Yeah. Okay. All right. I've got a cat. Okay, I got a cat licking my arm. Okay, got a cat sitting in the kitty pit. And now we can do some kitty business. What kind of kitty business do you want to do today, Peppa? You want to do some bull put spreads? You want to put a bull put spread on some 90-day catnip futures? Oh, that's a good market move. Yeah, so, yeah, sell it. Get that order in. Yeah. Yeah, okay, or lick your tail. Yeah, you can do whatever you want because kitty business. Okay, well, don't look at me like I don't know what's going on. What does a kitty want to do? What would you like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, a hamburger. Yeah, everybody's hungry for hamburgers. I'm hungry for a hamburger. What am I going to eat today? What did I eat yesterday? I did go to the store the other day. Remember, I told you about that, and I saw the guy wearing the chainmail on the way home, and that was still kind of confused about that. Oh, and I still can't get my sweet and sour sauce. They've been out of my sweet and sour sauce for, what, 3 weeks now? 4 weeks? Before the whole road thing happened? And I got a box of egg rolls that I need to eat. Guess I'm not eating egg rolls today. Oh, and last night I fell asleep thinking about the whole porcupine meatball Romanoff thing again. Thank God I don't have the ingredients for that, otherwise I'd be making that today. Basically, I was thinking, okay, so you take some leftover rice, because, you know, you've always got leftover rice, right? And you take about a half a pound of leftover rice, and you take half a pound of ground beef, or mince for my Eurorack enthusiasts. Okay, you take half a kilogram of rice and half a kilogram of mince, and you blend them together with, I don't know, some kind of herbages. Possibly some basil, parsley, and maybe some oregano. Hell, throw some onion in there. You need to stretch it. Okay, one small onion, 1/3 of a pound of rice. Oh, goddamn metric. Goddamn. All right, where are we here? 150 grams. 150 grams of minced meat. 150 grams of rice, 150 grams of onion, plus, you know, all the little green leaf things you can think to throw in there. Okay, you mix it all up. You make little meatballs. Then you get out the sour cream, and it starts to get dangerous. You know, might as well get out a bunch of mushrooms, too. Okay, so to revive, I'm not eating this today. I haven't even figured out what I'm going to eat today. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because one thing I did do last night that I didn't tell you about yet is that I went out and I listened to Signs. Yes, I went out and listened to more LED Signs. And don't worry, you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear any of that because I didn't actually record any of these. I basically went out to test. It was a nice warm night, and so I put my new listening rig together, which consists of the magical photo transistor light demodulator, which is then fed into an amplifier, which is then fed into a transmitter. And this is a little setup that you can hold in your hand. It's all really small. And if I rubber banded it all together, it would be the size of, I don't know, who cares? Imagine your TV remote control twice as thick, okay? That's how big this whole thing is, even though it's three little boxes and wires sticking out and you could rubber band it. You could duct tape it all together if you wanted, but we don't do that, do we? No. And I put this on the dashboard of my car, and I drove around, and I drove around underneath certain signs, and I checked them out. And I was able to listen to the signs through my car stereo. Yes, through my car stereo, so I did not have to drive around with headphones on. So, you know, I was contributing to the safety of everybody else in the world. You're welcome. And so I went to one place that I hadn't been. I went to Washworld. I went to the vacuum store. I went to the church. I went to all the standard places testing things out. And I went to one new place. I went out to the Sonic that is out kind of further west than I thought. I really didn't want to drive that far, but I drove that far anyway. And the sign was kind of broken. It was on and working, but it was wonky and weird, and I don't know if they were giving me the full signage. So the good news is we've got the device tuned. It's ready to rock. It is, and it's working great. You just drive around. You can leave it on the dashboard of your car with your radio on, and you can hear the streetlights as you drive under them. Wow, wow, wow. It's pretty cool. Oh, and that reminds me, while I was out, I caught a couple of weird rogue signals. I think I caught something in my, what's the name of that apartment complex that's up the street from Herrenhaven where Eileen used to live? What's the name? I don't remember, but I was driving by there and somebody was throwing carrier. And I was like, oh, wait, what, huh? So that was, and I drove around there trying to figure it out for a little while. Then there was another weird sort of carrier right down at like 120th. I wonder if it's Mulhall's, but it was at night, and so the signal wasn't hot and blah, 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 blah. But I do like this new setup. It's very convenient just because, well, you know, obviously you don't have to wear headphones and all that, but it's also sort of basically hands-free. You know, you could do this and somebody could just hold all this stuff and point it at lights and stuff out the window when you're out driving around. But in this particular configuration, it's much more convenient because you can just sort of turn everything on and then you can just set everything, the transmitter, the amplifier, and the sensor itself right up there on the dashboard for hands-free operation. So you can drive at the same time. You can actually be mobile and scan for lights. The other great thing about it being a hands-free operation is, you know, if you've got people who are really greasy.
Boy, oh, goddamn it, Kirk. What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
This is precisely what I'm talking about. You know, if you've got Kirk Cameron in your car, don't let his greasy hands get on the transmitter, or else 1981,
hey,
Mom.
That shines.
We'll think it shines.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, just being greasy little freak monkeys driving around, scanning all the airwaves and the electromechanical and the electromagnetical and the super light. Waves gonna get him on our monkey business, Kirk Cameron. No. We need music, but it needs to be music that I am not singing. I do not want to sing about Kirk Cameron. There will be no Kirk Cameron singing at this point. But what we do need is a song about going to the grocery store. My favorite thing to do.
Got the craving for some lunch, but I ain't got nothing to munch. My mind is set on just one wish, a big old sandwich, tuna fish. Time to make a grocery run. I'll walk there in the morning sun and make a list of what I need most. Tuna fish and bread for toast. And though my stomach may be empty, I'll feed my head from the horn of plenty. Roll a joint Bob Marley style and smoke it till it makes me smile. In aisle one, fruits and veggies by the ton. Hey, check it out, radicchio. These red leaves, man, they almost glow. And by joy, I've always wanted to try it. I wonder if I have enough to buy it. It's grown in Japan or maybe China or maybe some farm in South Carolina. Just then I hear a voice in my head. Stay focused, man, tuna and bread. But right now I'm in produce bliss. I'm too high for this.
Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more.
Staring at me. Sixteen different brands of tuna, chicken of the sea or big kahuna, packed in oil, packed in water, dolphin friendly, dolphin slaughtered. Oh God, what about the bread? Should I get white or wheat instead? Or rye? Rye's the best I've tasted. Rye is best whenever you're wasted.
Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more.
Finally done, it's checkout time. Searching for the shortest line, the express lane, but they don't take checks, and you gotta have 10 items or less. So let's see, I ding dong some bag of chips, Cap'n Crunch and some onion dip. It's sugar and salt, space and schism, the yin and yang of munchy Taoism.
I got my favorite beer, Carlinger, and pre-sweetened Kool-Aid you eat with your finger.
You lick your finger, then you stick it in the bag, and you stick it down your throat, but not too far, you gag.
That's less than 10, check me out, go ahead.
Oh, I forgot the tuna and the bread.
Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket. Too high for the grocery store. Too high for the supermarket. Ain't gonna shop like this no more.
A cautionary tale to be sure. Oh, brother. And I think this song is appropriate in this day and age, just after this latest election, when how many new states legalized the consumption of recreational cannabis and cannabis-related products? I don't remember. I did hear something about it. I wasn't paying a whole hell of a lot of attention to the whole election thing. But I do advise you, don't go to the supermarket too high. Haven't done that in a while, but yeah, I vaguely remember back in college there was an incident. Yeah, and you know, you start finding weird products like canned bread. Did you even know canned bread was a thing? I didn't until I was in a grocery store. You know, well, I was in a grocery store and on a different plane of existence simultaneously when I found canned bread. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, no, that canned bread wasn't real because you were just high. And no, I was with people and I said, okay, is this a can of bread? And they're like, yeah, that's a can of bread. I'm like, okay. I'm glad I know that canned bread exists now. Not sure why that happened. You know, even today, as I sit here and think about canned bread, why would... Speaking of bread, now I do want to go to the grocery store because I want to make sandwich stuff. I want sandwiches. It's a nice warm day. We've got to have sandwich day. What kind of sandwich? Black Forest ham, baby Swiss cheese, Roma tomatoes, lots of lettuce, and, you know, put on some Italian herbs, some oregano and stuff, and then put on my secret sandwich dressing. I love making salad dressings. And I know what you're thinking. There are committee members right now thinking, oh, God, don't do it, Toby. He's going to set up the Black Forest thing. Oh, no. No, I'm not setting up Jan from Kitchen to tell us all that stupid stuff about Black Forest ham. I'm setting up Nyan Pa Su on crack. Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. No, strap yourself in. Oh, I knew it. It does make me feel better. All right. Well, what does it all mean, though, Tob? It means that I kind of failed today because I didn't really have a whole hell of a lot for you. But I wanted to do some stuff, and I'm thinking about going outside, but I don't know. No, I got to do stuff. I gotta hook up with my doctor. I got to talk to my doctor, my old doctor, because my old doctor is helping me find the new doctors that we got to find because I don't have doctors anymore. And thanks, COVID. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Nyan Pa Su Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Remember, the time change is coming, so pay attention. I'll probably forget myself, but at least I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.